everybody. We are back on Channel 9 Live with some more demos from Code Camp, the 24-hour hackathon. And this is our next team. Why don't you introduce yourselves and tell me where you're from?
Sure. I'm Ariane Kulp. I'm from Corvallis, Oregon.
Okay.
I'm Hajeong from Georgia Tech.
Okay.
I'm Junha from MIT.
MIT. Long way you came. Okay, tell us a little bit about what you've built.
Sure. So we created a project called Connect Snip. And the idea of it is to kind of snip out part of a video as you're watching it, so, you know, live video sort of thing. And we get to say that this is like the point of interest. And so if you think about a conference or something, you want to be able to call this out, that we care about this right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you set it as an important thing. You can set it off to the side. You can bring it back into the video later and treat that as something important.
Awesome. And actually, I've seen this demo, and it's actually a lot more interesting than he's making it sound. So I'm going to let you show the folks at home and just how awesome this is. Who's going to run the demo? Okay, so why don't you step over here? We'll get out of frame of the camera, and you can comment on what he's doing.
Okay, so I stepped out of the frame because we're only tracking one skeleton right now. But what we're going to do first is we're going to look at what happens when you say
snapshot.
If I say it, it'll trigger it probably. So you get to grab part of your body or whatever's in the frame. You
awesome.
Get to scale it, move it around. And if you look on the right side, you'll see that that image he's holding is also on the right. So now there's a gesture he can use to get rid of it.
Throw it out.
And he can use another gesture to bring it or one of the other images back. When it works. Okay, there
yeah.
we go. There we go. So
that's so cool.
Yeah, so that's one way of like setting aside something is of interest. So he's going to get rid of it again now, and then he's going to tell the camera to follow him around as though he's presenting.
Okay.
Follow me. Follow me.
There it is. There it is.
Wow, it's a demo, and it even worked.
So now it's doing, is that using some sort of facial recognition? Or
so,
just
so what's cool about the Kinect is we don't need to resort to that kind of recognition ourselves. The Kinect already has high quality support for just looking for the body and finding the skeleton in it.
Right.
So we just say, where is the skull? Where is the neck part of the skeleton? And that's where we base the head part on. So we can take snapshots, put them on the shelf, take them back, follow and unfollow, and those are the basic.
And what would be the
here.
Advantage of the follow me voice command?
So with the real life
uses.
Yeah. So what we would probably do if we had more time to develop it is we would use that as a cropping and you know zoom and pan kind
mm-hmm.
of thing. So the idea would be with a high enough resolution we could just take that area of interest, and especially if there's a room full of people, the camera instead of having to be pointed at different people
mm-hmm.
can adjust for who's talking perhaps or who says something like follow me, and once it has them in the frame, then you know what you're looking at. It's all a matter of what's of interest.
Great. This is awesome. Thank you guys so much. Great job. 24 hours you built this. I'm impressed. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, let's go ahead and bring up our next. Go ahead. Let's go ahead and bring up our next team with our next demo. Ah, you have returned. For those of you who weren't watching earlier, let's give them a quick refresh on what you're about to show us. Come on in. We had some technical difficulties last time, all our fault, none of yours, and now we're ready to go. But let's refresh the audience about what you're going to show us.
Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to play Twister to unlock a door.
Great.
That's
Twister.
It. Twister, yes. We're going to try strike three sets of tandem poses. We need two at a time. We both have to strike the pose at the same time and hold it.
Okay,
and
so your body positions are sort of the code
exactly.
to unlock the magic lock.
Perfect.
All right.
Got it.
Well, I can't wait to see you guys get in incredibly awkward positions. You ready? I'm going to step out of the way.
That's the whole point.
And the floor is yours.
So we start with both hands over our head, to start the game.
Okay.
And get the instructions.
There's also a little bit of audio feedback, but you probably won't be able to hear it.
Okay, I've got my left hand over, right hand near the hip.
You're doing different poses?
Hand, different poses. Right hand near the hip.
Oh, you don't do the same poses?
No.
Okay, gotcha.
Like this. There it is. Now that knee high is hard.
Also a test of your balance, I see.
Exactly. And when you're done, you've got a little film strip of the poses to.
That's great. And so you've unlocked the door.
Yes.
Excellent. You did this all in 24 hours, so I'd imagine in like a full-length game, you know, hundreds of poses, perhaps moving video, all sorts of fun stuff.
Yeah. Actually, we did it in 12, and then we just played.
Awesome.
It's a cool SDK.
Great. Well, thank you guys so much. Great work. I'm glad we could get it working for you. Good stuff. All right, I think we've got two more demos to show you from the Code Camp 24-hour hackathon. And then there'll actually be one more round, but right now we've got two. And what is your name and where are you from?
My name is Justin. I'm from Oregon State University. I'm a PhD student there.
Justin, and your teammates' names are?
This is Dale and Shaikat.
Okay, and what have you built for us?
We have basically a lightsaber demo we have going here.
Nice.
We kind of saw that we had the skeleton framework to work with, decided what would be better than to kind of add a lightsaber to that.
Right. Mm. I mean, naturally. Right?
Right, yeah, exactly. Right.
Are you big Star Wars fans?
Yeah, definitely I am.
Definitely. Okay, cool. And had you guys met beforehand, or is this all first time meeting?
Well, I met Dale before in Washington State University.
Okay.
But I met him here first.
Great. And so you guys got together and you all built this in 24 hours. And take it away. Who's going to run the demo?
I'll be wielding the saber.
Okay, and now do you need to talk as well?
No.
Okay, great.
Dale can actually kind of comment.
Dale, why don't you come over here and talk to me about what's going on? You can sort of comment on what we're seeing.
We actually have to have one person in the scene.
Wouldn't that be him?
Right. Okay, so just wherever his hands are, is where the lightsaber is, and he can move around or spin it around, and it'll just follow him. It has we added a glowing effect and.
Cool.
And also a sound effect. You probably can't.
I hear
really
it.
Hear
no, it. I can hear it. It's great live in studio. Can I try?
Yeah, sure.
Can
sure,
I fly
sure.
here? So how do I grab it?
It just. There you go.
And do I need both hands?
Yeah.
You
need
yeah.
Both, hands. Right.
Both hands. So it looks at the location of both your hands, and just wherever you move your hands is where it goes.
I love the sound effect. This is great.
Nice.
Fun stuff, guys. All right. You can leave. I'm just going to play. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you very much. Thanks for coming down. This is awesome. Really cool.
Thank you.
All right. You are dismissed, and that's all the time we have this round for the demos from Code Camp. But there's one more round, so stay tuned. But before that, we're going to get back to the live programming with the man himself, Dan Fernandez.